This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, the 8th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm afternoon across Israel with sunny skies in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Meanwhile, Haifa enjoys a gentle breeze, making it a perfect day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, IDF continues operations in Lebanon as ceasefire excludes Hezbollah front, according to I-24 News earlier this hour. Also, IDF confirms halt to Iran strikes, says fighting against Hezbollah in Lebanon ongoing, reported by JNS this morning. Also, this hour, Iran changes course, core issues remain, opposition leader Lapid calls it an unprecedented disaster, from Ynet's earlier reporting today. Separately, the US and Iran agree to a ceasefire as Trump pulls back on threats to destroy Iranian civilization, France 24 reported earlier today. And finally, an attacker was killed in a gunfight outside the closed Israeli consulate in Istanbul, JTA noted in their report from earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. The account Omdim Beyachad, a civil society group, posted just minutes ago expressing concern over the six-week-long war, highlighting how millions have sought shelter from missiles. Emily Schrader, a journalist, shared just now that the IDF conducted major operations in Lebanon, striking over 100 targets. Streetwise, a military affairs analyst, reported moments ago that the IDF carried out the largest attack in Lebanon since the start of the operation, targeting about 100 Hezbollah sites. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF operations in Lebanon, I-24 News reports the military remains active against Hezbollah despite a ceasefire excluding this front. The IDF stays on high alert, ready to respond to violations. This highlights ongoing regional tensions despite diplomatic efforts. Turning to the halt of strikes on Iran, JNS notes that Israeli jets targeted missile sites overnight. These actions come as Israel seeks to manage its strategy while dealing with Hezbollah. This leaves open the question of how long the halt will hold. Meanwhile, Ynet details opposition leader Yair Lapid's criticism of Netanyahu's ceasefire with Iran, calling it a failure to meet any goals. This reflects growing political tensions within Israel as the ceasefire's terms face scrutiny. In a related development, France 24 highlights the US-Iran ceasefire, averting a potential conflict escalation. Trump's softened stance marks a significant diplomatic shift. This affects regional stability and the US's role in Middle Eastern dynamics. And finally, the JTA's report on the gunfight outside the Israeli consulate in Istanbul underscores the security challenges Israeli sites face abroad. This incident could have wider implications for diplomatic security measures. On the economic front, first, Walla reports the Israeli government approved an increase in aero interceptor production, signaling a strategic move in response to ongoing conflict needs. Separately, CTEC discusses the managerial challenges posed by AI, focusing on whether machines or humans dictate execution priorities. This raises questions about the future of AI in Israeli industries. And finally, Ynet Business warns that flight caps could harm the Israeli economy, urging for priority travel access to maintain global trade links. This highlights the delicate balance between security measures and economic vitality. That's your Israel 18 News update for this afternoon. We'll be back with more at 4 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.